We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
환영합니다, green-going viewers. 환영합니다 means greetings in Korean, a language spoken by about 75 million people, mainly in South Korea and North Korea. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For uplifting programming, please join us. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia, New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, Mbamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Ong Vorong, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bue, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafu, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafu. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blendo Sat. In Adea, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Asadana. In Inkong Samba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, and Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veja. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine, and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villamayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villamayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
En Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, en La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, en Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca, TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Nicabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengu Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himur Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzakh and Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotos, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnungob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampur, Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the Netherlands donates 4 million euros to Pakistan. In good governance news, Bolivia helps school children to complete their education. In eco news, American researchers demonstrate the many advantages of organic farming. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, November 27th, renowned and beloved Philippine pediatrician Dr. Fidel Mundo was born in 1911 in Manila, the Philippines. She was the first woman and Philippine citizen admitted to Harvard Medical School. Dr. Del Mundo practiced medicine until she was 94. During her highly respected career devoted to children, her many fine works included the founding of the Philippines' first pediatric hospital. She was also the inventor of a specialized incubator for use in rural communities for premature and other babies in need. For her numerous accomplishments, Dr. Del Mundo was honored with a Ramon Magsaysay Award for Outstanding Public Service, the Order of La Handura, one of the country's highest citations, with the rank of Bayani, which means hero, plus many more. May Dr. Faye Del Mundo's compassionate legacy continue to live on and inspire many to a life of service for brethren.
Fly-in news. Supreme Master Qinghai International Association relief news from Honduras. Unusually heavy autumn rains caused rivers to burst their banks in the Central American country, forcing thousands of families to flee their homes and abandon inundated crop fields.
Sí, tenemos 13 días de lluvia, día y noche, sin parar. Y toda la calle está toda destruida.
La situación del tiempo los tenía bien atrapados, ni a buscar comida, nada, ni alimentación podíamos ir.
Supreme Master Qinghai first donated $10,000 on October 2nd, asking that our nearby association members bring emergency aid to those most in need. As the rains continued, affecting thousands more households, Supreme Master Qinghai responded to an appeal for additional aid from Governor Vilma Aguilar of the Department of Choluteca by providing another $15,000 on October 20th. The $25,000, when combined with our U.S. Association members' contributions of $13,500, totaled $38,500, which could purchase $435,000 in materials if obtained in the United States, based on Honduras' cost of living. Supreme Master Qinghai also reimbursed $2,000 in travel expenses for relief team members coming from Costa Rica and Colombia.
The combined relief team was able to distribute food supplies for 4,600 families in the Department of Choluteca, as well as municipalities throughout the departments Aparaíso and Valle, serving places for the elderly, disabled, and children in need.
Quiero agradecer enormemente, verdad, a la maestra suprema Qinghai por la oportunidad que brindó a todos estos pobladores, ya que se benefició todo el departamento de Choluteca.
Nosotros agradecemos a la maestra Qinghai que por la ayuda recibida, ya que hemos estado incomunicados al 100% de nuestras comunidades, que con esta ayuda pues vamos a poder intermediar y poder disminuir el escasez de alimentos que tenemos en esta zona.
Nuestros niños estaban un poco afligidos por la parte falta de alimentación. Gracias a ustedes, pues algo nos vamos a ayudar con nuestros hijos, con nuestros niños, para darles alimentación.
Gracias, maestra, por la ayuda.
We join in appreciation for Supreme Master Qinghai's unconditional assistance and our association's relief team for their caring endeavors. Our prayers for the smooth restoration of regular day-to-day lives to the flood-hit regions and that such disasters are avoided through our gentler care of the environment.
fatal storm sweeps Sri Lanka. At least 12 people perished and 50 were injured after a storm packed with gale-force winds and floods hit Sri Lanka on Friday, November 25th. Some 1,000 families were displaced and many areas left without electricity, as more than 1,000 homes in the southern districts of Galle and Matara were damaged. Several people were also reported lost at sea, with rescue operations hampered by the inclement weather. Sri Lankan President Mahinda Rajapaksa instructed state officials to assess the situation in the affected regions and to provide urgent relief.
Upon hearing of the disaster, Supreme Master Ching Hai sent all her love and prayers as she asked that our association members please consult with local officials on any needed assistance and to go, if possible, to render aid to the most desperate, saying that funds are available for emergency aid.
Our appreciation, President Rajapaksa, and all helping personnel for your swift initiatives, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her wholehearted concern. Let us strive to alleviate such severe conditions through our kinder, eco-balancing ways.
Volcanic activity reported in Indonesia as quakes shake Turkey, Indonesia, Japan, El Salvador, and Honduras. On Wednesday, November 23rd, Indonesia's Mount Anak Krakatau continued to emit white smoke. Officials advised people to stay at least 2 kilometers away from the crater, located in the Sunda Strait between the islands of Java and Sumatra. In the early hours of Thursday, a shallow trembler measuring 4.5 on the Richter scale rattled eastern Turkey, just 32 kilometers northwest of Van, a city that is still striving to recover from destructive October quakes. Also on Thursday, in Indonesia, a 5.0 magnitude tremor struck 129 kilometers southwest of Yogyakarta. That evening, a magnitude 6.2 quake rattled Japan's Hokkaido region, 122 kilometers southwest of Obihiro.
Meanwhile, a 5.1 magnitude trembler shook San Miguel, El Salvador, which was also felt in central and southern Honduras, with more than 700 tremors that were recorded over the next 24 hours. Army troops were deployed to assess the situation, with 80 homes found to be slightly damaged in the El Carmen region. There were fortunately no reports of significant damage or injuries, and no tsunami warnings were issued. With thankfulness for the general safety of those in the quake-stricken regions, we pray that such potential disasters subside through our more benevolent care of all fellow inhabitants as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
There's a fundamental illusion in the world that somehow people are separate from nature.
There isn't one living system that is stable.
Our food is becoming poison.
There's an ocean crisis that is occurring right now.
Making people realize that they are not separate from that web of life and biodiversity on the planet.
There's a real link between diet and environment. And
whereas 20 years ago there were perhaps 200 natural disasters a year, now we're facing something more like 400.
None of us want to be environment refugees.
So we're seeing effects already, but there's much more in the pipeline.
So we have tried to claim that the science is unconfirmed. They are wrong.
Everybody can give up meat.
We have to have a much less meat-based diet.
That is serious. I think diet needs to be addressed.
What can the European Parliament do, and the governments of the world? I suggest that they could encourage and guide people to reduce meat consumption.
One of the huge answers to our global crisis is more...
It's no longer a personal choice.
To help the environment, it's better than driving a hybrid car.
This is something that's going to affect the whole of the planet.
I think it's really beautiful and amazing that the food that heals us is also the same food that heals the planet.
Perhaps even more importantly is the impact of a vegan diet on the planet.
You know, animal farming is also the single largest source of nutrient pollution, which is extremely destructive.
80% of the area that is destroyed in the Amazon is occupied by cattle today.
Fire burning is a major contributor to the problems, and more often than not, they're
clearing forests so that they can do grazing of cattle.
Last night, about only having some 97 months left in which to ensure greenhouse gas emissions reach their absolute peak. Otherwise, it may well be too late.
Ta muốn tìm kho trời đâu sẵn có, tung khắp núi rừng nó ấm loài chim. Khi ta nhìn trong trời đông lạnh gió, chung xác sơ lông cánh ta tới tìm. Ta muốn đem bao phần ăn ngon bổ cho đám mèo hoang ôm đói lang thang, sống lén lút trong miếu đền hoang đổ, ngày nắng đêm mưa tiều tụy vó vàng. Ta thương xót hươu nai vùng núi đá, lặn lội suốt ngày không đủ lá khô, sườn dốc treo leo buồn như cò mồ, tìm đâu ra cỏ ngọt suối cam lồ. Lòng Bồ Tát chắc sẽ buồn muôn thuở, thứ trần gian nguyện ước có viên thành. Ta quỳ xuống lòng muốn tin có Chúa, để xin Ngài tạo dựng lại hành tinh. Trời đâu sẵn có, tung khắp núi rừng nó ấm loài chim. Khi ta nhìn trong trời đông lạnh gió, chung xác sơ lông cánh ta tới tìm. Ta muốn đem bao phần ăn ngon bổ cho đám mèo hoang ôm đói lang thang, sống lén lút trong miếu đền hoang đổ, ngày nắng đêm mưa tiều tụy vó vàng. Ta thương xót hươu nai vùng núi đá, lặn lội suốt ngày không đủ lá khô, sườn dốc treo leo buồn như cô mô, tìm đâu ra cỏ ngọt suối cam lồ. Lòng Bồ Tát chắc sẽ buồn muôn thuở, cứu trần gian nguyện ước có viên thành. Ta quỳ xuống lòng muốn tin có Chúa, để xin Ngài tạo dựng lại hành tinh.
veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 423. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Three major roles, not in any order of priority. The first
capital punishment halted in Oregon, USA. In the western U.S. state, Governor John Kitzhaber has announced a moratorium on all executions during his time in office. Speaking of two capital punishment sentences that had been carried out during his initial time in office, the governor said, "I do not believe that those executions made us safer, and certainly they do not make us nobler as a society. And I simply cannot participate once again in something I believe to be morally wrong." He went on to convey his hope that this action would bring about a larger reevaluation of the capital punishment system. Oregon now becomes the fifth U.S. state to impose a moratorium or outright ban on the death penalty, joining Illinois, New Mexico, New Jersey, and New York. Our respectful accolades and admiration, Governor Kitzhaber, for your just and humane decision. May the day soon come when such a spirit of forgiveness prevails across all societies.
Syrian journalist remembered. A day after his arrest while working as a cameraman during a citizen demonstration in the city of Al-Qasir, freelance reporter Ferzat Jarban was found fatally wounded. Mr. Jarban, faithful to his duty as a journalist despite frequent risks to his own life, often documented pro-democracy rallies, sharing the footage with a number of news agencies. The United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, as well as the Committee to Protect Journalists, have both spoken out about his death, urging for the government's support of press freedom and assurance of the safety of all journalists. Our deep sympathies are with Mr. Jarban's family and the media community for his untimely loss. We pray for the day when all reporters may work unhindered in their noble duties of conveying accurate information for the good of the public.
Save our planet. Scientists unanimous on pending biodiversity collapse. In a new survey of nearly 600 published researchers, 99.5% forecast serious losses in biodiversity. An overwhelming majority of 80% also agreed that human activities are causing the decline, with tropical coral reefs that are vulnerable to ocean acidification due to greenhouse gases being ranked most likely to see extinctions first. Lead author Dr. Murray Rudd with the University of York in the UK stated, "The extremely high level of consensus demonstrated by these results underlines the urgency of preventing further damage to the natural world."
Dr. Rudd, we thank you and your colleagues for this study that alerts us further to the dangers of human-caused climate change and the fragile state of our Earth. May humanity act without delay to restore our balance with nature so that all beings on the planet may flourish once more.
In a November 2010 video message presented during a climate change conference in the United Kingdom, Supreme Master Ching Hai spoke of an effective way to halt threats to global biodiversity.
A recent study by the United Nations found that plants and animals are now disappearing at up to 1,000 times the natural background rate of extinction, with vital life supporting ecosystems that could soon be irreversibly damaged. The livestock industry is the leading cause of an alarming decline in wild species. In an October 2010 study, Dutch researchers found that protecting natural areas is not sufficient to stop these fast extinctions of flora and fauna. Rather, one of the most effective policies is changing to a no-animal diet, meaning plant-based food. So if we stop all animal products, fish, egg, meat, and dairy, we'll save the oceans, save the climate, and we could halt also biodiversity loss.
Save Our Planet, an article published on November 19, 2011 in the Citizen Daily newspaper, cited a study by the Tanzania Wildlife Research Institute, which found that the nation's protected areas, such as the Serengeti National Park, have lost up to 50% of their herbivorous animals due to human-caused habitat loss.
Warning news. On November 21, 2011, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration issued a warning that chicken jerky for dogs, which is also sold as chicken tenders, strips, and treats, is causing illness among canines, with at least 70 that have fallen ill or even lost their lives shortly after consuming the meat products.
Hi, I'm Trumpet the Elephant. I enjoy healthy plant-based foods for my diet. Today, I'd like to share a tip about feeding feathered friends during the snowy season. Using an outdoor feeder with a white cover over the dispensing tray, feeding ports or perches is very helpful. It will protect the seed during snowfall or stormy weather. Thank you for your attention, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now, the worldwide weather.
Humanitarian news, the Netherlands donates 4 million euros to Pakistan. According to the United Nations online source Relief Web, the funds have been given to the UN World Food Programme, or WFP. They will be used to purchase and transport food to flood victims. Our gratitude, the Netherlands, for your generosity. May the pure-hearted people of Pakistan greet many happier tomorrows with Allah's blessings.
In good governance news, Bolivia helps school children to complete their education. The Juancito Pinto Bond, a stipend of approximately 200 Bolivianos, is being distributed to 1.6 million primary and secondary students in the nation. The supplement has been given out annually since 2006, with a goal of helping children continue studying. Since its implementation, the school dropout rate has decreased from 6% to less than 2%. Furthermore, the funds have been used to help indigenous communities construct about 3,000 new schools and access school materials. Our earnest appreciation, Bolivia, on your care for your citizens. May the Juancito Pinto Bond help enhance educational opportunities for the smart young people of your nation. Up next on Noteworthy News, a study demonstrates that organic farming methods lead to improved health for people and the land. We're going to thank God for all the good news in the world. Be right back. Stay tuned for more peace-filled news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, outstanding news for an extraordinary world. In eco news, American researchers demonstrate the many advantages of organic farming. A 30-year study was conducted by the Rodale Institute comparing organic and conventional systems of growing soybean and corn crops, which represent nearly half of all U.S. cropland acreage. The benefits of organic methods include improved human health and increased profits, while using 45% less energy. Other key findings of the study show that in years of drought, organic yields are greater. Organic farming systems are also more sustainable as they build rather than deplete organic matter in the soil. Furthermore, conventional systems generate 40% more greenhouse gases. Our sincere thankfulness, Rodale Institute, for these valuable findings. May organic practices be adopted by all for a healthier and more flourishing world.
Please join us for a joke told in Twi, a dialect spoken mainly in Ghana entitled Discerning Manager.
Dakrubi obi kwadi di biaso okodidi ne bo anto no aduan no anya ni de nti ohu de osmo ho no no se moduan ne nye kura mesiro fro panin mami na de osmo ho ni se ye panin no okọ edidi bia ye wo ekwan no ho na akodidi
And now for our viewers' heartlines on Dr. John Hagelin, Look Within to Understand the Universe, on Science and Spirituality. This program can also be accessed in our online archives.
Very good. Anto, from Chile.
One of my all-time favorite interviews, Jeffrey from the United Kingdom.
Supportive Anteo and Jeffrey, it's great to hear from you. Esteemed vegetarian quantum physicist Dr. John Hagelin demonstrates that a group of people meditating together can substantially contribute to world peace. We pray all people join in this noble endeavor, for which Supreme Master Ching Hai has shared a meditation method and explained the best times. The information can be accessed at www.suprememastertv.com/worldvegan. May God's abundant blessings be with you and all the kind people of Chile and the United Kingdom.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
Now we say Sinye Chukpukul Pipnida, which means God bless in Korean.
May you be graced with celestial joy and harmony.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Meeting with Thai Foreign Minister Sorapong to Wijak Chaikun, Dutch Ambassador to Thailand Johannes Andriesboer reaffirms his nation's willingness to share experience and knowledge on water resource management to help find the best solutions to Thailand's flood situation.
Visiting representatives from the government of China sign multi-million-dollar bilateral agreements with their Venezuelan counterparts intended to enhance cooperation in the areas of energy, agriculture, science, technology, aerospace, and culture.
The International Monetary Fund introduces a new loan program to help stabilize European countries whose financial balance is being adversely affected by fiscal crises in other nations.
The U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID, donates $30 million to assist Nepal in goals of addressing climate change, as well as helping support local efforts to protect endangered animals.
The former president of Madagascar, Didi Ratsiraka, returns to his homeland after 9 years of exile in France, where he appeals for national reconciliation to restore political stability.
A $1.8 million donation from Japan facilitates the completion of a hospital in Gaza, Palestine, which now expects to be able to treat over 1,800 people a day, as well as offer specialty services such as obstetrics, gynecology, and pediatrics.
Detained video journalist and acclaimed Burmese singer-songwriter Win Ma is honored by Singapore-based organization Freedom to Create with the 2011 Imprisoned Artist Prize for his courage and inspiration to young artists through his music promoting democracy.
Experts from the UK's Royal Botanic Gardens at Kew announced the discovery of a new species of orchid located on the island of New Britain near Papua New Guinea that is unique among 25,000 varieties in blooming only at night.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news, that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.